This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarked on a five-nation visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia this morning. On the first leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will undertake a visit to Ghana. The Prime Minister will hold talks with the President of Ghana, John Dramani Mahama. A correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit to Ghana reports that the visit seeks to further strengthen the warm and long-standing ties between the two nations. A report.
PM Modi, upon arrival in Accra, the capital of Ghana this afternoon, is expected to receive a ceremonial welcome and guard of honour. Thereafter, there will be bilateral engagements with President of Republic of Ghana, John Mahama, at the Jubilee House. The Presidential Palace building was constructed with a grant of $30 million from India. Bilateral relations will be reviewed during the delegation-level talks. Discussions are also expected to cover regional and global issues. Key agreements are expected to be signed, followed by a joint press conference. President Mahama will then host a state dinner in honor of PM Modi and his delegation. PM Modi's trip further advances India's outreach to the economic community of West African states and the African Union. Alok Rai, Akashvani News, Accra.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth at the Pentagon in U.S. last night. He highlighted the strategic importance of India-U.S. defense ties, describing them as one of the most consequential pillars of the bilateral relationship. The meeting comes in the wake of the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Washington, marking another key engagement in a series of high-level India-U.S. interactions. The ISKCON Sri Sri Radha Krishna Temple in Utah, U.S., came under attack in suspected hate crimes over the past several days, according to a recent announcement shared on ISKCON's official social media handle. According to the release, 20 to 30 bullets were fired at the temple building and surrounding property during this period. The Consulate General of India in San Francisco firmly condemned the shooting incident in Utah. The consulate extended full support to the devotees and the community and urged local authorities to take prompt action to bring the perpetrators to justice. Amid chants of Bam Bam Bhole and Har Har Mahadev, Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha flagged off the first batch of Amarnath Yatra pilgrims from the Yatri Nivas base camp in Bhagwati Nagar early this morning. A total of 5,892 pilgrims left for Valley, of which 2,489 shall perform Yatra via Baltal route, whereas 3,403 will follow the longer Anantnag route to reach the Holy Cave. Pilgrims of the first batch expressed happiness and lauded the arrangements. The pilgrims are being escorted by a robust security convoy along the Yatra route. More than 3.31 lakh devotees have already registered for this year's Yatra. Authorities have implemented a robust security plan with a multi-tiered grid, CCTV surveillance and daily traffic advisories. The monsoon is fully active in Himachal Pradesh and the recent heavy rainfall, landslides and cloudburst incidents have caused significant loss of life and property. So far, 51 people have died in rain-related incidents, over 100 have been injured and 21 people are still missing. The India Meteorological Department IMD has issued orange alert for rain in north and central India, including Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and parts of Gujarat, Rajasthan and Maharashtra. In cricket, India, led by Shubman Gill, will take on England in the second of the five-match Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Edgbaston in Birmingham starting today. In women's T20 cricket, India defeated England by 24 runs in the second of the five-match series at County Ground, Bristol last night. And that is the end of the news bulletin.